samo znak.
I know it's telling me something. It's pointing to something else.
Znam da me to upućuje na nešto drugo.
Which also means that the word sign is not there.
To isto znači da znak nije tamo.
I can just read it.
Ako znak, reč znak nije tamo, onda mogu samo da nastavim da čitam.
If I see the word cow,
ako vidim reč kao,
I know it's telling me it's like something else.
Znam da mi govori da je kao nešto drugo.
A great mountain burning with fire.
Velika planina koja gori.
Is that the thing?
Da li je to nešto?
No.
Ne. Da li je to ta stvar? Nije.
It's like that.
Kao ta planina.
But it's not that.
Ali nije planina, nije ta planina.
Think Acts chapter 2.
Da se setimo dela drugo poglavlje.
The day of Pentecost. You don't have to put this up there.
Dan Pentekosta.
And there was something that alighted on top of their heads.
I nešto se pojavilo na njihovim iznad njihovih glava.
What was that?
Šta je to bilo?
Like
flames.
Like flames.
Kao plamenovi.
On the day of Pentecost their hair was not on fire.
Na dan Pentekosta njihova kosa nije gorela.
That would have been a different story.
To bi bila jedna druga priča.
But it was like that.
Ali bilo je kao to.
And there on that particular day they would have known something is happening.
I na taj specifičan dan oni su znali da se nešto dešava.
Why?
Zašto?
Because look.
Zato što pogledaj.
This is something different. This has never happened before.
Ovo je nešto drugačije, ovo se još nije desilo.
And in the book of Acts we never read about it again.
I u delima apostolskim više ne čitamo o tome.
It was unique for what was happening that day.
To je bilo nešto jedinstveno što se desilo tog dana.
But it wasn't fire.
Ali nije bila vatra.
That was the best way they could describe it.
To je bio najbolji način na koji su mogli to dopisati.
Who wrote the book of Acts?
Ko je napisao knjigu dela apostolskih?
Luka. Was Luca there?
Da li je Luka bio tamo?
No.
Ne.
So when he did his homework and he asked people about it, tell me what it was like.
I onda kad radi svoj domac i raspitivao se o tome kod drugih ljudi, pitao je, hej, reci mi kako je to bilo?
Ne znam, but it was like this.
Ne znam, ali izgledalo je kao ovo.
Oh.
Ah.
I'll write that down.
Dobro, to ću napisati.
And what about, and, you know, 2 years later, and the Holy Spirit came upon you, what was that like?
I onda dve godine kasnije, kada je pitao, kada je Sveti Duh došao na tebe, kako je to bilo?
Was there something like fire?
Da li je bilo kao vatra?
No.
Ne.
It was that one time.
To je bilo onda jednom.
Do you remember what else happened, or what else was described about that upper room?
Da li se sećate šta je još opisano u toj gornjoj sobi? Like a huge noise.
Okay, like a huge noise.
Kao vel, znači buka.
What was the noise like?
Kakva je to buka bila? Kao? As a wind.
The wind.
Kao vetar.
Where I live, or near where I live, we get tornadoes. Not where I live.
Znači, negde ja živim, ali u blizini imamo tornado.
Tornado.
Tornado. Yeah.
And everyone says when you hear a tornado, it's like a train, a big train that's coming.
I svi kažu kad se čuje tornado ima zvuk kao kad dolazi veliki voz.
And tornadoes just ruin whole towns.
I tornado uništi gradove.
I mean they probably go, some of them go like 150, 160 kilometers an hour.
Neki se okreću brzinom 150-160 km na sat.
Wind.
Vetar.
And just ruins everything.
Uništava sve.
And if that happens, you wouldn't say, oh, I think a train came through here.
I kada se to desi, ne kažeš, mislim da je voz prošao ovuda.
But it sounded like a train.
Ali je zvučalo kao voz.
It was not a train, but it sounded that way.
Nije to bio voz, ali je zvučalo tako.
Day of Pentecost, was it a windy day?
Dan Pentekosta, da li je onda bio vetrovit dan?
No.
Ne.
But the sound, whatever that was,
ali taj zvuk, šta god da je to bilo,
was like wind. So tell
je
me,
bio kao vetar.
Fire, something like that?
I ta vatra, da li je to bilo nešto tako?
And there's all this sound.
Znači nešto kao vatra i svi ti zvukovi.
Like you can imagine Luke interviewing people.
Znači možete da zamislimo Luku kako intervjuiše ljude.
He's holding a microphone.
Drži mikrofon.
Tell me about it.
Reci mi o tom događaju.
Oh, it was really loud.
O, bilo je zaista glasno.
What was the sound like?
I kakav je zvuk imalo?
I don't know, like a crazy wind.
Pa ne znam, kao neki ludi vetar.
Thank you.
Hvala lepo.
There was no wind.
Nije bilo vetra.
Because it doesn't say that.
Zato što ne kaže to.
Papers weren't flying everywhere.
Papiri nisu leteli na sve strane.
But something happened.
Ali se nešto desilo.
And that's a whole other discussion.
I to je jedna druga tema, druga diskusija.
It's interesting that it involves wind.
Interesantno je da uključuje vetar.
That day involved wind in dealing with the coming of the Holy Spirit upon them.
Interesantno je da je uključen vetar taj dan kada je Sveti Duh došao na njih.
When you compare that to John chapter 3.
I kada uporedimo to sa Ivanom treće poglavlje.
And how John or how Jesus describes the Holy Spirit, and he uses the same kind of words, wind.
I kada Isus objašnjava, govori o Svetom Duhu, koristi reč vetar.
In fact, the Greek for wind is, or for air is pneuma.
Grčka reč za vetar je pneuma.
And it's the same word for spirit.
I to ista reč koja se koristi za duh.
It's the same in Hebrew.
Isto je na jevrejskom.
Wind and spirit.
Vetar i duh.
Ruah.
Ruah.
And it's the same for both languages, spirit, wind.
I u oba jezika se koristi ista reč, znači koriste jednu reč za vetar i za duh.
And it's probably significant that it sounded like wind that.
I verovatno je važno da je zvučalo kao vetar.
So just identifying it, what do we do there? We just observe, what does it say?
Znači, posmatramo šta govori.
And sometimes when you're observing, you can ask this question, what is it not saying?
I ponekad kad posmatramo jedan tekst, treba da možda da razmislimo o tome šta ne govori ovaj tekst.
It was very windy and their hair was on fire.
Bilo je jako vetrovito i njihova kosa je bila zapaljena.
No.
Ne.
So what was happening?
Znači šta se dešavalo?
So in the same kind of conversation as we're trying to determine, you know, again, were we talking about the book of Revelation, what type of literature is that?
Znači kada govorimo i se gledamo recimo Rimljane, koji je to tip knjige, literature?
Or the book of Romans or the book of 1st or 2nd Timothy?
Ili prva druga Timoteju?
The book of 1st Moses?
Knjiga prvo Mojsijeva?
The book of Proverbs?
Izreke?
Which is a little bit different than the book of Psalms.
Koja je malo drugačija od knjige Psalama.
And how am I going to approach this book? It's this type of literature.
Kako ću ja prići knjizi koja ima ovaj tip literature?
Right, it's the cookbook thing.
To je ono što smo govorili o kuvaru.
Sometimes in the Gospels, Jesus taught in a certain way. What was one of the ways he taught?
Ponekad Isus u evanđeljima govorio na neki drugi način. Na koji način Isus govorio? To stories,
okay.
Parables.
What else?
Šta još?
Parabola.
Ja, mm-hmm. Da, to smo rekli, znači priče, poređenja.
What else? What other ways would he speak?
Na koji način je govorio?
When he communicated to the crowds.
Kada je govorio mnoštvu.
Sometimes he just preached.
Nekada je samo propovedao.
Matthew chapters 5, 6 and 7?
Matej 5, 6 i 7.
What is that?
Šta je to? Propoved na gori.
And what's the first part of it?
I koji je prvi deo?
Prvi deo. What's the first part is the sermon.
Znači prvi deo je propoved.
It's the sermon.
Propoved.
He was preaching.
On je propovedao.
You know, like, obviously today,
očigledno danas,
I'm not preaching.
Ja ne propovedam.
It's not sit down and I'm going to preach to you for hours and hours.
Nije, ajde sednemo i da vam ja propovedam satima i satima.
On how to study your Bible.
Kako da proučavamo našu Bibliju.
This is the audience.
Znači, ovo vi ste publika.
We're all believers.
Mi smo svi vernici.
I'm not preaching the gospel to you right now.
Ja vam ne propovedam evanđelje sada.
I think I've already asked if everyone's already a believer.
Ja mislim da sam već pitao da li su svi ovde verujući.
So I'm not going to spend the next 3 hours preaching. You'd be like, how was the How to Study Your Bible thing? It was terrible.
Tako da neću provesti sljedećih 3 sata da vam govorim evanđelje. I onda vas neko pita, i kako ste bili, kako je bilo na onom kursu za proučavanje Biblije? Užasno.
And it was that because all he did was preach.
Bilo je užasno zato što je samo propovedao.
We didn't come for that, we wanted to learn.
Nismo došli zato, došli smo da učimo.
So when Jesus was speaking to certain groups of people, he would teach, and other times he would preach.
Tako da Isus kada je prilazio nekoj grupi ljudi, ponekad on je učio, naučavao, a ponekad je propovedao.
And sometimes he would use parables.
A ponekad bi koristio i parabole ili te priče.
And what do parables do?
I šta one rade?
What do they do?
Šta rade one parabole? They compare things.
Okay. They compare things in order to convey typically one simple truth.
Znači one porede stvari da bi govorili o jednoj jednostavnoj istini.
Think about Mark chapter 4.
Recimo Mark poglavlje 1, prvo.
The parable of the sower.
Četvrto, izvinite.
The parable of the sower.
Znači, priča o sejaču ili parabola.
And what did the sower do?
Šta je taj sejač radio?
He threw something.
Sejao, znači bacao je seme.
And he threw those seeds into how many different types of soils?
I na koliko vrsta različitih vrsta zemlje je palo to seme?
And there's something different about each of those soils.
I postoji nešto drugačije u svakom tom zemljištu.
And what was different?
I šta je bilo drugačije? Vrsta zemlje,
okay, the type of the soil.
Znači vrsta zemljišta.
And that determined what happened with the soil and the seed.
I to bi odlučilo šta se dešava između zemljišta i semena.
But there was two things that were exactly the same for all four soils.
Ali dve stvari su bile iste za svaku vrstu zemljišta.
All of them received seed.
Svako je primilo isto seme.
And all of them were soil.
I svako od njih je bilo zemljište.
There's different types.
Znači drugo različito vrsto zemljišta.
Some of them had rocks, or one had a lot of rocks.
Jedno zemljište imalo puno kamenja.
What was another one?
Kako je bilo drugo?
Oh, the thorns.
Yeah, thorns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Znači sa korovom. It was on the edge of the road.
On the, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Znači jedno je bilo
kraj puta. With that?
Šta se desilo sa tim semenom?
Right, yeah.
Birds ate it.
Yeah, and what else?
Recimo još jedno.
So it's just the different types of ways that the soil interacted with the seed.
Znači, to je različiti načini kako je zemljište reagovalo na seme.
That's a whole other conversation.
I to je jedan skroz druga vrsta razgovora.
But it's an interesting parable.
Ali interesantna parabola, interesantno poređenje.
As I think most people interpret it, the gospel goes out.
I mnogi ljudi to govore da evanđelje izlazi.
And there's four different types of people.
I postoji četiri različite vrste ljudi.
And it gives you from that interpretation, it gives you the impression that only 25% of people will ever really receive the gospel.
Iz tog tumačenja, to nam govori da samo 25% ljudi će na zemlji će primiti evanđelje.
But it's fascinating because Jesus tells us in Mark chapter 4 what the seed is.
Ali fascinantno je da Isus govori u chapter 4. Mm-hmm. Da Isus govori u četvrtom poglavlju šta je to seme.
It's the word of God.
To je Božja reč.
So I wonder if every time you are sitting in this building hearing the word of God.
Tako da ja se pitam da svaki put kad ti sedneš u ovoj zgradi i slušaš ili čuješ Božju reč,
the seed of the word of God is going into the soil of your heart.
I onda seme Božje reči padne na zemljište tvog srca.
And the soil of your mind.
I zemljište tvog uma.
And I wonder if sometimes the birds come along and eat that.
Pitam se da li nekad ptice dođu i pojedu to.
I wonder if sometimes weeds grow up.
Pita se da li nekad korenje, neko korenje korov izraste?
And I wonder if sometimes in your life it really takes root and it's great.
Ili možda nekad zaista to seme zahvati, uzme, pusti koren i postane veliko.
So I wonder if it's not the seed, the parable of the sower. I wonder if it's not the parable of the
znači,
sower.
Pitam se da možda to nije poređenje ili parabola, priča o sejaču.
And I wonder if it's the parable of the soils.
Nego možda priča o zemljištima.
Interesting.
Interesantno.
It's a different type of language that's used than the book of Revelation.
Drugi tip jezika je korišten nego što se koristi u knjizi Otkrivenja.
The parables probably more similar to the Psalms.
Parabole su možda više liče na psalme.
Once again, Psalm 1, what was the big example?
Kao prvo veliki primer, Psalm 1.
It's like a tree.
Kao drvo.
Well, this is like seed going into soil.
Ovo je kao seme kad ode u zemlju.
Like it's not as complicated as you think.
Nije toliko komplikovano kao što mislite.
We're talking about some different figures of speech.
Govorili smo jedno i drugo figurativnom govoru.
What would you say if you slept really well?
Kako kažeš kad jako dobro spavaš?
Slept like...
Spavaš ko zaklon.
Do we say that?
Ko zaklon.
Like as an American, I'd be like, that's terrifying.
U Americi ja bih rekao, pa to je strašno.
But you think, oh no, it's great. I slept so good.
A ti kažeš, ne, ne, to je zaista dobro.
Man, I don't want to sleep here.
Kao, ja ne želim da spavam ovde.
But you know what you mean.
Ali vi znate šta to znači.
Like I slept, like
my spavam kod zaklon.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
A tako mi drago da to čujem.
Or we say this, do you guys say, I slept like a baby.
Ili kaže ono, spavao sam ko beba.
And you know that means that they slept well.
I vi znate, to znači da su dobro spavali.
But what a weird thing to say.
Ali kako je zaista to čudna stvar da se kaže?
Because babies don't sleep really well.
Zato što bebe zaista ne spavaju tako dobro.
I slept like a baby.
Ja spavao sam kao beba.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, žao mi.
You must have woken up every half hour.
Sigurno se budio svaki pola sata.
But that's not what we mean.
Ali ne mislimo to pod tim izrazom.
And sometimes Jesus used parables.
I ponekad Isus koristio parabole.
And sometimes the book of Revelation there's signs.
I ponekad u knjizi Otkrivenja postoje ti znakovi.
And sometimes in the book of Hebrews or the book of Psalms that there's an example of something else.
I ponekad u knjizi Jevreje postoji there's sign of something else.
What did I say? An example of
something. Postoji primer nečeg drugog, izvinite.
And I can approach that literally.
I mogu da priđem tome bukvalno.
Because sleeping this way sounds terrible.
Zato što spavati kao zaklon zvuči užasno.
But I can literally understand that you're saying I slept great.
Ali zaista bukvalno mogu da razumem da hoće da kaže da si spavao jako dobro.
Because we're able to communicate with each other, words have meaning.
Zato što možemo da komuniciramo jedan sa drugim. Reči imaju značenja.
Okay, we should talk about some other helpful things.
Ajde govorimo o nekim drugim pomoćnim stvarima.
Your second page there, avoid traps.
Druga strana kaže izbegavaj zamke.
The third one talks about someone who's lazy and doesn't pay attention to what he or she is reading.
Govori o tome da je o nekome ko je lenj, recimo, i ne obraća pažnju šta čita.
And I think we talked about this last night, the danger of inductive Bible study.
I o tome smo govorili sinoć, znači opasnost u induktivnom proučavanju Biblije.
The trap would be that you would be lazy.
Zamka može biti da si lenj.
So don't be lazy.
Tako da nemoj biti lenj.
Take your time.
Odvoji svoje vreme.
These other couple of ones, especially the fifth one, mysticism.
I onda još ovo predzadnje pod brojem 5, misticizam.
You know that the last sentence there, that's your interpretation, but there's a different interpretation for everyone.
Recimo, znači ova zadnja rečenica, to je tvoje tumačenje, ali svako ima svoj način tumačenja ili interpretacije.
I'd like you to interpret this statement for me.
Želim da tumačite ovu izjavu za mene.
Today I will go to Seged.
Danas ću ići u Seged.
What do you think I really mean by that?
Šta mislite da ja zaista mislim pod ovim?
Yes.
Da ćeš ići u Segedin.
Yes. Now da. You don't know how I'm going to get there?
Ne znaš kako ću ja dospeti tamo?
You don't know what time I'm going to go?
Ne znaš u koje vreme ću ja otići tamo?
Neither do I.
Ne znam ja.
I don't know how long exactly it will take to get there.
Ne znam koliko vremena će mi trebati da stignem tamo.
I can guess about the weather there, but I don't know.
Mogu da pretpostavim kakvo je vreme tamo, ali ne znam.
But you know when I say I'm going to Segedin today, that's what I mean.
Ali znaš da kad kažem idem u Segedin danas, da to znači idem u Segedin.
It's funny because sometimes in the Old Testament there's things that become like parables.
In the Old Testament. Postoje interesantno da nekad u Starom Zavetu neke stvari postanu kao te parabole.
Was it in David's day that Saul has killed his thousands and David his 10,000s?
Recimo kad su govorili o Davidu i Saulu, da je Saul je ubio svoje hiljade, a David je ubio svoje desetine hiljada.
And it's something that's said often enough it becomes like a parable or a proverb.
Nešto što govore često može da postane kao parabola ili neka izreka.
But usually just start with what it says and it means that.
Ali često počne sa time, znači ono što kaže baš to i znači.
So you need to determine when a passage is figurative, znači, rather than literal.
Moraš da odlučiš ili da saznaš da li je taj pasus ili taj deo koji čitaš, da li je simboličan ili je bukvalan.
So look out for this trap of mysticism.
Tako da pazite se ove zamke misticizma.
Beware of the word, and I hear this a lot and it bothers me, beware of the word represents.
Pazite se reči predstavljanje.
This represents this.
Ovo predstavlja ovo.
David represents this.
David predstavlja ovo.
Esau represents not necessarily.
Ezav predstavlja, znači ne mora biti.
Unless the Bible tells you that.
Osim ako ti Biblija specifično ne kaže to.
Now there might, and this is where it's important to clarify, there might be some parallels.
Znači moramo nešto da razjasnimo. Mogu da postoje neke paralele.
But start from the standpoint, especially with Old Testament, New Testament history, the narratives.
Znači, pogotovo kad govorimo starozavetnim, novozavetnim istorijskim knjigama, narativnim knjigama.
That's what it is.
Znači, to je to.
It's history.
To je istorija.
Does that make sense?
Razumete?
So I think we get too far off into this represents this, this represents this.
Nekad odemo jako duboko u to da ovo predstavlja ovo, ovo predstavlja ono, ovde se radi o ovome.
Man, we're going to have lunch soon. So much to talk about. Turn to the book of Acts.
Okay, ajde otvorimo u knjigu Otkrivenja.
I'm going to give you a project.
Dela apostolska.
That's okay. What did you say?
I said Revelation.
We can turn there too, but if you turn to Revelation 28,
ali ako otvorimo u Otkrivenje 21,
I'd like to know what Bible
28.
You're reading. I'm wrong with numbers, man. If you turn to Romans 28, I'd like to know what Bible you're reading.
Znači, ali ako otvorimo u Rimljane 28, on bi hteo da zna koju Bibliju ja čitam.
Acts 28 starts, says, now when they had...
Dela 28, znači 28.
Now when they had escaped, it says they found out that the island was called Malta.
Znači, Dela 28, kada su izbegli, našli su se na tom ostrvu koje se zvalo Malta.
My first question should not be...
Moje prvo pitanje ne bi trebalo da bude...
What does that represent?
Šta to predstavlja?
Well, it means that they found out the island was called Malta.
To znači da su oni našli ostrvo koje se zove Malta.
What does that mean?
Šta to znači?
Interpretation.
Interpretacija.
They didn't know where they were.
Da nisu znali gde su.
Why?
Zašto?
Because chapter 27.
Zbog poglavlja 27.
What happened in chapter 27?
Šta se desilo u 27. poglavlju?
shipwreck, there's a big storm.
Imali, bila je velika oluja i imali su brodolom.
I mean, they were hundreds of kilometers off course.
I oni su stotine kilometara skrenuli sa kursa.
They thought they were going to die.
Oni su mislili da će da umru.
And they crashed on this one island.
I zabili su se na ovo jedno ostrvo.
And they probably even asked, where are we?
Sigurno su se pitali, pa gde smo?
This island is called Malta.
Ovo ostrvo se zove Malta.
Well, but in chapter 27 there's the storm and there's the shipwreck.
Ali u 27. poglavlju tamo je oluja i brodolom.
And that has to represent the storms of the Christian life.
I to to sigurno predstavlja oluje u hrišćanskom životu.
Does it?
Da li zaista?
Are there storms in the Christian life?
Da li postoje oluje u hrišćanskom životu?
Yes.
Da.
Figuratively speaking,
simbolično govoreći,
which is interesting if you compare that to Jesus's words at the very end of the Sermon on the Mount.
Što je interesantno kada Isus govori na samom kraju govora na gori.
Do you remember where he talked about the man who built his house on the rock?
Znači, govori Isus o čoveku koji je sagradio svoju kuću na steni.
And the other one that built his house upon the sand.
A drugi je sagradio svoju kuću na pesku.
And he said that the wind and the waves beat against this man.
I onda je kaže vetar i talas je udarao ovu kuću ovog prvog.
And the wind and the waves beat on this man's house.
I vetar i talas je udarao i kuću ovog drugog.
And this one's house stood.
A kuća ovog prvog je stajala.
And this one didn't.
A kuća drugog nije.
Because this one was built on the rock.
Zato što je prva kuća izgrađena na steni.
Built on the sand.
A druga na pesku.
What happened to both of them?
Šta se desilo obojici?
Storms.
Oluje.
This one didn't really last.
Ova druga kuća nije zaista puno dugo trajala.
This one did.
Prva jeste.
Interesting, at the end of the Sermon on the Mount, the one whose house stood was the person who heard these words and did them.
Interesantno da kuća onoga čija kuća ostala je onaj koji je čuo reči i izvršio.
So Acts 27, it has to represent storms.
Znači, dela 27, to mora da predstavlja oluje.
No.
Ne.
It's Luke telling us the story of what happened.
Luka nas samo priča šta se desilo.
He's not using word pictures.
On ne koristi simboliku.
They were literally in the middle of the sea.
Oni su zaista bili usred mora.
They were throwing everything overboard.
Sve su bacali preko palube.
It says at one point all hope that we would be saved was finally abandoned.
U jednom trenutku piše sva nada da ćemo biti spašeni je nestala.
It was like they took hope and threw that overboard too.
Kao da su uzeli nadu i to bacili preko palube.
There's a word picture.
Znači,
that was a word picture.
Znači, to je bila simbolika.
But it doesn't even say that.
Ali ne kaže to.
I'm saying it was like that.
Ja kažem da je bilo kao to.
Because it says all hope that we would be saved was finally abandoned.
Zato što kaže da sva nada koju smo imali je nestala.
And so when they had escaped, verse 1 of chapter 28, they found the island was called Malta.
I onda prvi stih 28. poglavlja kaže i kada smo izbegli, našli smo se, znači propasti, našli smo se na ostrvu Malta.
Because literally there was a storm.
Zato što bukvalno tamo jeste bila oluja.
It says in verse 2 that the, or you can read it.
Drugi stih. Sorry. 28, right?
Acts.
Yeah. Znači, urođenici nam iskazivahu nesvakidašnje čovekoljublje. Zapališe kres i okupiše nas oko njega, ili vatra. Jer je počela kiša i bila je zima.
Why did they make a fire?
Zašto su napravili vatru?
A little bit of interpretation, a little bit of observation.
Malo, znači, promatranje interpretacije. It was cold.
It was very cold.
Bilo je zaista hladno.
Part of the reason you know that is because in chapter 27 the time of year is described.
Znači, jedan deo vidimo u 27. poglavlju, znači deo godišnje doba vidimo.
And this is like late fall.
I ovo je kasna jesen.
And they shouldn't have been sailing.
I nisu trebali da budu uopšte na moru onda u to vreme.
But they did, and there was a storm, and there was a shipwreck.
Ali bili su tamo, bila je oluja, bio je brodolom.
They were cold.
Bilo im je hladno.
And think about what it says. They were cold and they had to be wet because at the end of chapter 27 they swam for shore.
Kaže, znači, u 27. Sigurno su bili i mokri, zato što u 27. Poglavlju oni su morali da plivaju do obale.
If this were June,
da je ovo bio juni mesec,
and you're on the island of Malta,
da si na ostrvu Malta,
this sounds nice.
Ovo zvuči lepo onda.
But there's rain,
ali pada kiša,
in the middle of winter,
usred zime,
and you just survived a shipwreck?
I baš se spasao od brodoloma.
You had to swim to shore?
Trebao si da plivaš do obale.
How miserable is that?
Kako se mizerno možeš osjećati onda.
You're really grateful that these islanders were nice enough to start a fire.
Zaista su zahvalni da su ovi urođenici napravili tu vatru.
Like they're in danger of hypothermia.
Oni su u opasnosti od hipotermije.
But, verse 3,
ali treći stih, Pavle nakupi granja i baci na vatru. Kad od toplote izađe zmija i pripije mu se za ruku.
Well, that's nice.
To je lepo.
How's it going, Paul?
Hey, Pavle, kako si?
Not really well.
Ne baš najbolje.
Shipwreck, storm.
Brodolom, oluja.
Freezing.
Smrzavam se.
We would say in English, soaked to the bone.
Kaže, na engleskom ima izraz natopljen do kostiju.
All the way to the... You ever be so cold you can feel it inside of you?
Jer on nekad bilo toliko hladno da ste osetili u sebi. Tamo je hladno.
Soaked to the bone.
Znači natopljen do kostiju.
And I just got bit by a snake.
I upravo me ugrizla jedna zmija.
Could it get worse for Paul?
Da li može da bude još gore za Pavla?
Maybe not.
Možda ne.
And so verse 4.
I onda četvrti stih. Kad su urođenici videli gde mu životinja visi o ruci, govorili su među sobom, ovaj čovek zaista sigurno ubica. Umakao je moru i pravda mu ne da živeti.
He's gonna die, right?
Umreće.
Like you can picture this. A snake hanging from his hand.
Možemo da imamo sliku. Znači, zmije mu visi sa ruke.
And the people think that justice is being served.
A ljudi misle, pravda će biti zadovoljena.
That guy must be a murderer.
Taj čovjek je sigurno ubica.
So could it get worse for Paul?
Da li može da bude još gore za Pavla?
Now everyone is making false assumptions about him.
Svi mogu da imaju neke, svi prave neke pogrešne pretpostavke.
And I'm glad in 2019 that no one makes false assumptions about God's people.
I meni je drago da u 2019 niko ne daje pogrešne pretpostavke o Božjim ljudima.
About the leaders of God's people.
O vođama Božjih ljudi.
So good job.
Bravo.
Not being like these people.
Što niste kao ovi urođenici.
So the next thing he does is verse 5, he shook off the creature.
Sljedeća stvar koju Pavle radi jeste u 5. stihu, on otrese životinju.
And I keep reading.
I nastavljamo da čitamo.
Because they changed their opinion of him, verse 6.
I 6. stih vidimo da su oni promijenili svoje mišljenje. Should I read?
Well, that's okay, it's here. Okay. Their opinion in verse 4, he's a murderer.
Znači, mišljenje u 4. stihu, on je ubica.
Their opinion in verse 6.
Znači, njihovo mišljenje se menja u 6. stihu, kaže on je Bog.
Aren't we funny with the way we make assumptions about people?
Zar nije interesantno kako menjamo, imamo neke utiske o ljudima?
And this is wrong too.
I to je neispravno isto.
He was neither bog nor a murderer.
Nije bio ni bog, ni ubica.
Interesting.
Interesantno.
What's fascinating is when you keep reading.
Interesantno, znači nastavimo da čitamo.
And notice that.
I primetimo.
Keep reading.
Nastavimo da čitamo.
In verse 7 there is this individual named Publius.
U 8. stihu vidimo to jednog čovjeka koji se zvao Publije.
And he took them in, took care of them.
On ih je primio, pobrinu se za njih.
In verse 8, his father was sick.
U 8. stihu vidimo da je njegov otac bolestan.
And it says there that Paul went into him and prayed and laid his hands on him
I kaže,
and healed him.
Pavle je ušao, molio se za njega, stavio svoje ruke na njega I izlečio ga.
What's amazing to me about verse 8 is that this never would have happened.
Interesantno je za mene u ovom 8. stihu da se ovo nikad ne bi desilo.
First of all, if they were not on Malta.
Kao prvo, da nikad nisu došli na Maltu.
And they wouldn't have been on Malta if they hadn't been in a storm.
a ne bi bili na Malti da nisu bili u Oluji.
If there hadn't been a storm, there would have been no shipwreck.
A ne bi bili u Oluji da nije bilo tog brodoloma.
And after surviving the shipwreck, the people of Malta would never have needed to build a fire.
I nakon što su preživjeli taj brodolom, ne bi bili došli tamo urođenici koji bi napravili tu vatru.
And Paul therefore would have never been bit by the snake.
I Pavla nikad ne bi ugrizla zmija.
And the people would have never assumed he was a god.
I na kraju posle ljudi nikad ne bi pretpostavili da je on bog.
Or a murderer.
Ili ubica.
And when they realized that he is something great, they seemed to think he was something great. They
izgledalo je da oni misle da je on nešto veliko.
I wonder if people started, I'm speculating now, aren't I?
Znači sada spekulišem, zar ne?
I wonder if people said, "Hey Publius, I heard your dad's sick, man, you need to talk to this guy Paul."
Pitam se da možda kad su ljudi saznali da Publije otac bolestan, da li možda ljudi nisu došli do njega i tamo je taj čovjek Pavle.
And I think in the next couple of verses we find out they're there for like 3 months.
I onda vidimo kasnije. 3 months later?
Yes, I think so.
Mislim da nekih 3 mjeseca kasnije dešavanje.
Well, you can keep reading on through the chapter.
Znači, nastavimo da čitamo kroz...
That's okay.
Poglavlje? Should I read?
No, that's all right. Just for the sake of time. But they're there for a while and they minister to people.
Znači, jedno vreme su bili tamo i oni služio ljudima.
So again, chapter 27 can represent the storm as the storm in the Christian life.
Znači, ponovo, 27. poglavlje može da govori, može da predstavlja da je Oluja, u stvari Oluja u hrišćanskom životu.
But if that's my interpretation,
ali ako je to moje tumačenje,
even though yes it's true sometimes there are figurative storms in the Christian life.
Iako zaista jeste ponekad postoje te simbolične oluje u hrišćanskom životu.
Well, what do I do with the word shipwreck?
Šta onda radim sa tom reči brodolom?
Because usually when you're talking about that word in the Christian life, it means like apostasy.
Ponekad, obično kad se govori o toj reči, znači reč brodolom u hrišćanskom životu, znači da je neko totalno otišao od Krista.
That they walked away from Jesus altogether.
Znači, totalno su se okrenuli od Isusa. To bi to značilo.
Is that what chapter 27 is saying?
Da li 27. poglavlje to govori?
No.
Ne.
It doesn't represent anything.
Ne predstavlja ništa. I kada odemo u 28. poglavlje i tamo su na ostrvu.
What I find amazing is this one simple principle.
Ja vidim jedan jednostavan princip, mogu da primetim.
Paul was just like everybody else on the island.
Pavle je bio kao i svi drugi na tom ostrvu.
That survived the shipwreck.
Koji su preživeli brodolom.
Cold, wet, tired.
Hladno mu je, mokar je, umoran je.
And what does Paul do?
I šta Pavle radi?
He's serving.
On služi.
I'll help get some wood.
Ja ću pomoći da skupimo malo drveća, drva.
Seems like everyone else is probably just around the fire. I'll help with the wood.
I izgleda kao da su svi ostali oko vatre, a ja ću pomoći sa drvima.
That's what it tells us. That's why the snake bit him.
I to je ono što vidimo, to što nam govori, i onda ga je zmija ugrizla.
Well, but this is the great apostle Paul.
Ali ovo je veliki apostol Pavle.
Saint Paul.
Sveti Pavle.
I don't pick up wood.
Ja ne dižem, ne skupljam drva.
You serve me.
Ti služi mene.
No.
Ne.
He's tired.
On je umoran.
But he still serves.
Ali još uvek služi.
And that simple service opens doors for him to go and minister to other people.
I ta jednostavna služba otvara vrata za njega da ode da služi ljudima.
I wonder if he hadn't been picking up wood, he probably wouldn't have been bit by a snake.
Ja razmišljam, da on nije otišao po ta drva, zmija ga ne bi ugrizla.
This man Publius, his father was still sick.
Ovaj čovjek Publije, njegov otac bio bolestan.
And they probably never would have told him anything about Paul because Paul was just one of the people that survived a shipwreck.
I verovatno Publiju nikad ne bi spomenuli Pavla zato što on je samo jedan čovjek sa brodoloma.
They didn't know anything. He was just one of the prisoners.
Oni nisu znali ništa, on je samo jedan od zatvorenika.
Isn't that amazing? There's nothing special about that. You're just a prisoner.
Ništa posebno u vezi njega. On je samo zatvorenik.
And it's amazing the example that he says, I will serve even though I don't have to serve.
I vidimo primjer u Pavlu da kaže ja ću služiti čak i ako ne moram to da radim.
And for me, what it actually says,
i za mene ono što on zaista kaže
and the example of that man,
i primjer tog čovjeka
is way more powerful than chapter 27 represents something else.
Je mnogo, mnogo moćniji taj primjer nego što chapter 27 represents.
Yeah, that it represents.
Nego što 27. poglavlje nešto predstavlja.
Does that make sense?
Razumete?
Just read it for what it says.
Znači, čitaj i čitaj ono što je zapisano.
And then just observe what the people in the story are doing.
I onda promatraj šta ljudi u toj priči rade.
We'll get into this before we finish today, but it's your last page in your handouts.
Znači, docemo do ovog dela. Znači, zadnja strana na tim vašim papirima.
And one of the questions would ask...
Jedno od pitanja bi pitalo.
Actually, it's the first question.
Sorry, prvo pitanje.
Are there examples for me to follow?
Da li ima primjera koje treba da slijedim?
Well, you should serve.
Trebaš da služiš.
Well, I don't feel like it.
O, pa ne, osjećam se baš tako.
Why not?
Pa zašto baš ne?
I'm just having a really hard time in life right now.
Zaista mi je teško u životu.
I'm tired.
Umoran sam.
Cold.
Hladno mi je.
Hungry.
Gladan sam.
I don't feel like it.
Ne osjećam se tako.
But Paul was cold, tired, hungry.
Ali Pavle bio umoran, hladno mu je bilo i bio je gladan.
And Paul served.
I Pavle je služio.
And maybe when I don't feel like it.
I možda kad se ja ne osjećam tako.
And I've never experienced a literal shipwreck.
I zaista nisam iskusio brodolom.
I've never had a venomous snake hanging off of my hand.
Nikad me nije otrovnica ugrizla za ruku i visela mi onako na ruci.
Maybe my life isn't as bad as Paul was experiencing life.
Možda moj život nije tako loš kao što je Pavle iskusio.
Paul the apostle?
Pavle apostol?
No.
Ne.
Paul the prisoner.
Pavle zatvorenik.
I've never been in prison for my faith.
Za moju veru ja nikad nisam bio u zatvoru.
Application?
Primjena?
Maybe I should serve.
Možda bi trebalo da služim.
Even when I don't feel like it.
Čak kad se ne osjećam tako.
And again, that's way more powerful than just this represents something else.
I ponovo, to je mnogo moćnije nego da ovo ili ono predstavlja nešto.
It's lunchtime.
Vrijeme je za ručak.
So, having said everything I just said,
znači, rekavši sve što sam rekao,
sometimes there are great parallels.
Nekad postoje velike paralele.
And while we're eating lunch,
i dok jedemo naš ručak,
how long are we going to take for lunch? 30 minutes? We're going to have a quick lunch.
Znači, bit će brz ručak, 30 minuta.
And while we're eating lunch,
i dok jedete ručak,
I'd like you to read through 1 Moses 22.
Želeo bih da čitate, znači, iz prve Mojsijeve 22.
Genesis 22 verses 1 through 14.
Prva Mojsijeva 22 od 1 do 14.
And I'd like you to see and we'll come back and we'll talk about it.
Znači, čitajte i onda će kad se vratimo ćemo da razgovaramo u vezi toga.
See what it says.
Pogledajte šta o čemu se radi tamo.
Just the observation.
Znači, samo promatranje, observacija.
Who's there?
Ko je tamo?
Who are the main characters?
Ko su glavni likovi?
And what's happening?
I šta se dešava?
And while you're reading it,
i dok čitaš to,
see if there are any parallels.
Pogledaj da li postoje neke paralele.
This chapter doesn't necessarily represent something else.
Zato što ovo poglavlje ne mora da predstavlja nešto drugo.
But
ali
there's a lot of parallels.
Ali postoji puno paralela.
And see if you can identify some of those.
I pogledajte da li možete da identifikujete neke od njih.
Not every passage of scripture will have parallels to something else.
Neće svaki deo u pismu imati paralelu ka nečem drugom.
But see what you can discover from just reading it.
Pogledaj šta možeš da otkriješ iz samog čitanja.
So let's eat lunch.
Jedite ručak.
And before you start taking notes on Genesis 22, just read it through twice.
I pre nego što počnete da hvatate beleške na ovde iz prve Mojsijeve, pročitajte barem dva puta.
Without stopping.
bez prestanka.
And then start asking some basic questions.
I onda počnite da postavljate neka osnovna pitanja.
Lord, thank you for your word.
Gospode, hvala ti za tvoju reč.
Thank you for providing a meal for us today.
Hvala ti što si obezbedio hranu za nas danas.
And Lord, we should just take a moment and thank you for the examples in your word.
I treba da uzmemo zaista trenutak i da zahvalimo na tim primerima u tvojoj reči.
And thank you for someone like Paul who was willing to serve even when he was exhausted.
Hvala ti na nekome kao što je Pavle koji je bio spreman da služi čak i onda kad bio iscrpljen.
And may we be that kind of person that is willing to help even when we don't feel like helping.
I želimo da budemo osobe koje žele da služe čak i onda kad se ne osećaju tako.
Would this be a church of people who are willing to serve, able to serve and available to serve.
Neka ovo bude crkva ljudi koji žele da služe, mogu da služe i
available.
I spremni su da služe.
In Jesus' name.
U Isovom imenu.
Amen.
Amen.
Lunch.